In a Manhattan courtroom today, former President Trump was told by a judge he is free to campaign for president, but he can't talk about sensitive materials related to his upcoming criminal trial. Trump appeared by video link from Florida for a hearing that served as a preview of what may be to come in this case related to hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels, an adult film actress. NPR's Ilya Marritz was there and joins me now. Hey there.
Hello.
Hey, so the purpose of this hearing was to go over a protective order in this case. What is that? And tell us why it matters.
A protective order is a pretty routine thing after someone is charged with crimes. Basically, what it does is lay out the terms for what the parties in the case can and cannot say as the discovery phase unfolds and materials like emails and documents get shared back and forth. But this case is not like other cases, A, because a former president is accused of hiding the repayment of hush money paid to a porn actress over an alleged affair. He pleaded not guilty. And B, which is really important, when he is the target of an investigation or a court case, Donald Trump has a pattern of going after his adversaries hard on social media and in public statements, basically trampling the rules which defendants usually abide by.
You were in court today. Tell us what you heard and saw.
When I entered the courtroom, we saw President Trump and his lawyer Todd Blanche on a big screen TV with a live feed from Trump's home in Florida, two American flags hanging behind him, and he looked a little bit impatient. He only spoke once when Judge Juan Merchan asked the former president if he had a copy of the protective order. Trump said, "I do." Trump's lawyer Todd Blanche told the judge he had already reviewed the contents with his client. The judge was satisfied with that, so they didn't actually go over the specific individual points in the order, like how Trump shouldn't share discovery materials on his Truth Social network or how certain documents he'll only get to see in the presence of his lawyers. But Trump's attorney did raise one matter, which I think may come up again. Trump is running for president. He's concerned about his free speech rights as he makes his pitch to voters. Judge Merchan said, "This is not a gag order. Quote, it is not my intention to impede Mr. Trump's ability to campaign. He is certainly free to deny the charges. He is free to do just about anything that doesn't violate the specific terms of this protective order."
Okay, and you mentioned Trump's pattern of lashing out at judges and prosecutors. Have we seen that in this case so far?
Yes. Even before he was criminally charged, Trump was posting angry messages about the case to social media, and death threats have been made both to Judge Juan Merchan and to the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg. In the recent E. Jean Carroll civil sexual assault and defamation suit, the judge was concerned enough about safety that he ordered that the jurors be kept anonymous. Throughout that trial, Trump lobbed insults at the plaintiff, her lawyers, and the judge. The judge warned about additional potential penalties if Trump kept it up. In the end, there were none. But today, Judge Merchan said Trump risks being held in contempt of court if he doesn't abide by this order. And there's actually a little precedent for this. In 2022, Trump was ordered to pay a $110,000 contempt fine for failing to honor a court subpoena for documents in a separate civil investigation of Trump business practices.
So, Ilya, what comes next for this case?
Prosecutors said they are ready to hand a hard drive with initial discovery materials to the Trump team right away. Both sides will then start developing facts and building their arguments in a detailed way. Judge Merchan said the Trump trial will begin on March 25th, 2024. That is smack dab in the middle of primary season. So we could have Trump out campaigning for president one day and in court in Manhattan the next. It's hard to say exactly how that's going to work. Nothing like it has happened since Eugene Debs ran for president in 1920, and that was a pretty different circumstance. Mm-hmm. But this could still all unfold quite differently. Trump's legal team has filed a motion to move this to federal court, and that'll get a hearing next month.
NPR's Ilya Marritz, thank you.
You're welcome.